Hello there, everybody. Welcome to Challenges and Choices, a special needs perspective. We are going to do a very special podcast here, and we are going to tell you guys basically about the Wizarding World and Harry Potter. I have my friend Tessa on with me, so I want to welcome Tessa to Challenges and Choices, a special needs perspective. Now, we both met at a Challenger Jamboree that is part of Clearwater Challenger Little League. She had her Gryffindor socks on, and I noticed that we shared the same interest, and we shared the same love for Harry Potter fans. Welcome, Tessa, to Challenges and Choices, a special needs perspective.
Thank you.
So, you and I share the same interest for Harry Potter, and we are also going to dedicate this to the actors of Harry Potter, of Professor Dumbledore, Hagrid, Professor Snape. We are going to dedicate this podcast to them and their families. So, how did you get into Harry Potter?
So they don't go on there. If you're not going to be helpful, then I prefer that you not.
I started reading the book and
now, what type of Harry Potter book would you basically go for? Would you go for the black and white or the colorful ones?
The colorful ones.
Same here. Okay. What Harry Potter book is basically your favorite?
Prisoner of Azkaban.
Prisoner of Azkaban. That is basically my favorite too. What Harry Potter movie do you like?
Prisoner of Azkaban.
The same thing, huh? I am basically the same thing for Prisoner of Azkaban myself.
The reason why I like Prisoner of Azkaban is because both the book and the movie introduced us to Harry's godfather, Sirius Black.
Wow. Now, what Harry Potter subject do you like to take in the Wizarding World? I like to take Transfiguration. What do you like, charms, potions, history of magic, or Transfiguration?
Potions.
What Harry Potter scene do you like in the Harry Potter films?
I like the prison. Let's go for Prison Azkaban. My favorite part in Prison Azkaban is when Sirius Black shows Harry the family tree.
Ah. Now I'm going to say this right off the bat. There's going to be basically a Harry Potter TV show dedicated to all of the books. as well. So I just wanted to like let you know about that. That there will be like more information from the books as well. Have you ever been to Universal Orlando?
Yes.
How many times? A hundred times. I have been to the Wizarding World a whole lot of times, and we both know that the Wizarding World is basically in Orlando. We basically know that it's basically a theme park, and that it was basically built by everybody who gave us the Wizarding World, and that's what started the Harry Potter celebration. What is your favorite ride in Universal?
The Escape from Gringotts.
Escape from Gringotts. Mine would I have two. Forbidden Journey is one of them, and Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure. Have you ever been
I like that one too.
Have you ever been on that one?
What?
He's asking you if you've been on
Hagrid's.
Yes, I have.
Oh, really?
For the first time.
Oh, yeah. Now, what challenges and choices have you made in your life?
I actually went to London to see the actual places.
Oh, really? Now, did you see any Harry Potter sets when you basically traveled?
We went to she went to the actual place, the building and the location, not a set, not a built set. She did that too, but she went to the locations. She's got a list of all the locations that she went to. And then she did end up going to where all the original sets are, which is outside of London. And they're all housed in one building. And we did go there too. She's got quite a collection. She can share with you if you'd like. So go ahead, Trust. You know, take out your first things and tell them about your trip.
Okay, so first I flew with.
You flew from Miami to London.
First I flew from Miami to London, England.
Mm-hmm. May of 2023.
May of 2023.
Okay.
I did a guided tour.
Okay, tell them the places you saw.
I saw where they filmed the Gringotts.
The actual bank.
The actual Wizarding Bank.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed to go in because it was locked security.
Because it's an establishment in London. They used it for the film, but it's an actual establishment in London. So they you can go look through the window, but you cannot go in.
Oh.
The set, what they did is they filmed it and then they built sets to the exact specifications. And so she was able to go in the sets. But when we went to the actual locations of places like where the lunchroom is, the universities, the buildings, one of the buildings where the car went up, That's now a hotel. So you can go visit, but you can't go in everything always, but you can go see it and stand in front of it, but you can't always go in. And obviously all the filming is done. So there's, it's just a building in London now, or a bridge. The bridge that was used in the film.
Oh yes, in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, yes. that bridge was used for one of the fight scenes.
Yes, and they took her across that bridge, and then they showed the piece of the film as we went across the bridge. So that was really cool.
And I actually got to see with Daniel Radcliffe, the actor who plays Harry Potter, went to school.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I never got a chance to like meet him, but I got to like, I never got a chance to like meet him, but I've met some of the other actors.
Who?
Such as Albus Dumbledore. Luna Lovegood, Fred and George, the Weasley twins, and Ginny Weasley, Victor Crumb, and that's basically it.
That's super cool. Were they in New York when you went to do it in New York?
No, they were actually at the celebration of Harry Potter. I have some pictures of them.
Nice. Did they hold in Orlando?
Huh?
Did they hold that in Orlando?
Yes, they did.
No.
It was a very special celebration.
I didn't know about that.
They held it for each actor, groups of actors, and they all basically held it each year, but now they're not like basically doing it anymore. Because like I think like all of the movies are done. Now they've finished basically Fantastic Beast and stuff like that.
And I actually saw where they filmed Harry's Sirius Black's house.
Oh yes, Grimmauld Place. That's also in Orlando.
Yes, I actually visited the actual place that they film it.
Ah.
I actually walked the exact alley of Diagon Alley.
Oh wow, that's like
I also did the music though, and I saw a clip of Mr. Weasley's flying car, the flying car scene with Harry and Ron.
Oh wow. Now
and I went to the bridge in London, and I saw the full building in the scene of flying car. Then I went to London, Camden. I went to Camden.
Yeah.
And actually went to see the two-part play of The Cursed Child.
Actually, I went there as well. Basically, like on my birthday, I went to see The Cursed Child as well, in New York.
And I had got a t-shirt of the play from the play.
I actually have.
Well.
Oh wow.
Of the play.
Nice. I actually have like one of their wands as well.
I had that too. My mom actually found it for me.
Oh really? One of the Cursed Child wands?
Yes.
Oh, so which one do you have?
Mom, can you get my wand?
I bet it's going to be the same one that I have.
And I also got the book.
Oh, wow.
A bag that says the cursed child.
Ah.
And I actually went to the Warner Brothers studio that holds the entire set of props that was in the movie.
Oh, wow. That's really going to be like on my bucket list to like really go to because like I have not ever done that.
I also went to Edinburgh, Scotland, and I saw the hotel. I don't know if you know, but J.K. Rowling, the author of the book, actually lived in Edinburgh.
Oh, really? That is like really amazing. That you basically know everything about it. You and I basically know about everything.
I actually saw the Bat Motel Hotel in Edinburgh that was put in as the final chapter of Harry Potter.
Oh, really?
Yes,
Oh.
I actually saw lot more Red Highland train.
Yeah.
There was a lot. A
Oh my
lot.
God, there's like so much
Each
for
area, the podcast on each area.
yeah. Because like I own like basically all of the four wands from the Cursed Child, but I have to like say I think like my favorite one is Albus's wand from the
Oh,
Cursed Child.
would you like to see my photo experience that I have two photo experience that I did at Warner Brothers.
Sure.
Here's one.
Oh, wow.
The night bus is right behind me.
Oh, wow.
And then the other one is me casting the golden snitch.
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh, that really needs to be on my bucket list to like do.
And hold on, I gotta open it. I got it. And I also got here's my undesirable number one poster that I did.
Oh my God. That is so valuable. Oh my God. That is so valuable. Those things are so hard to like really get.
I can actually, I actually did it while I was at Warner Brothers.
Oh wow. Gosh, that is just so valuable. Like all of this stuff is just so valuable because it's so hard to like come across. Do you basically own basically an interactive wand?
No.
Oh, really?
I no. Can
Just a
we pause? I gotta use the bathroom real quick.
okay.
And I also went and see the Glasgow University that was
Okay.
look towards that was used that J.K. Rowling used the
Oh yeah, he did know about her name.
inspiration
Oh, really?
of Hogwarts
Oh, wow.
for Hogwarts. And I saw the bookcase of books, the Elfin House in Edinburgh.
Oh wow.
I actually went inside the Elfin House.
Oh wow.
And, writing a book for boys. No one had wanted to invest in her. She was.
Probably knows it. Does he know the story? I think I talked to him. I think he knew the story.
Do you know?
Why she changed her name to her initials?
Oh, I think, but
And
I
that
don't.
she was very poor single mom, very, very poor, on welfare.
Oh, yeah, right.
And she changed her name because nobody would buy a boy's book from a female. And
Oh.
they told her to drop her name, and she went by so that they would she could get more interest.
Oh.
And many, many, many people turned her down and said that they were going to go nowhere. And even the last one that ended up investing in her only gave her $1,000 down and said they would just try it because they liked the first book, the first script.
Yeah. Now,
Now she's a billionaire.
yeah.
Yep. A lot of people kicking themselves, I'm sure, saying we shoulda, shoulda, shoulda.
Because there's going to be a Harry Potter TV show in a few months.
Nice.
Yeah. And so they basically have the cast for it and they're just waiting for a few people but there's also something brand new that just came out.
What?
I'm going to show it to you. Do you own any gaming consoles?
A Wii.
A Wii?
Yes.
Okay. You
And a DS.
Oh, and a DS. This game basically came out for all of the gaming consoles except for the Wii and the DS. It is Hogwarts Legacy. And it's available for the Switch, the Xbox, and the PlayStation. and stuff like that. But they do say that if you take your test on the Harry Potter app and hook it up to the game, the robes and the wand will be transferred over to the game. For real. But you have to go to Hogwarts Legacy Connect. And that's the website that you have to go to in order to transfer all of the stuff over to the game. And there's also another wand that I wanted to show you. And I think I've sent a video of it. It is basically a Harry Potter magic caster wand. It is really real, really real, and it works with tablets and iPhones. This was the wand that I showed you when we first met. And that is like one of the things that I wanted to basically show you.
I also have the guy, the official guy of the tool.
Oh my god, wow. That is so nice. God, that really makes me want to go.
I saw this, the Great Hall.
Oh, wow.
I saw the boys' dormitory, the Gryffindor dormitory.
Yeah.
Harry and Ron dormitory.
Yeah.
I saw the common room, Gryffindor common room.
Yeah.
I saw Slytherin's common room.
Oh, yeah.
I also saw Dumbledore's office.
Richard Harris / Michael Gambon.
And I saw the Gryffindor sword. Gryffindor sword.
Gryffindor.
And I saw a wall of the whole, all of the, of all of the wand, of the wands.
Oh, wow. I actually own Gryffindor's sword. I actually own it. Oh my god. Yep, I actually own Gryffindor's sword already.
We have it.
It is right there.
Wait. I don't see it.
It's right. I'll show it to you later. So if you went to get an interactive wand, which interactive wand would you want to get? An Ollivander's wand? Or a character wand?
A character wand.
Whose?
Hermione.
Oh, really? Well, I only own Harry's, but but that's my first interactive wand. But I also have like the interactive wands from the celebrations. But yeah. Okay. Do you have anything else that you want to like tell me about the Wizarding World?
I have a bag of the cursed child.
Oh, wow.
The cursed child. And Cambridge, England shirt with the Union Jack on it.
That's cool.
And when I go to Universal, every time I go, I always go to both of the Harry Potter section of both sides.
Oh, wow.
Of Island Adventure and Universal.
Wow. I think like we should both go one of these days.
That would be fun.
Oh yeah.
I have Hagrid's be like Hagrid with you. If we go together, I would love to ride the motorcycle.
Oh, that
like Harry.
Oh yes, that is like really the best. All right, I think we'll end it here. I wanted to thank Tessa for appearing on my podcast, Challenges and Choices. I also wanted to thank my guest for listening to my podcast, Challenges and Choices, a Special Needs Perspective. Stay tuned for more segments coming soon. I am Joe Poe, signing off. Goodbye, everybody.